When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Age of Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, recorded live before a studio audience in the Fortress of Solitude, Castaways Podcast Network proudly presents Cast Away! And now your host, Steve! Good evening, ladies and gentlemen! I'm Steve Pendragon, and welcome to Cast Away, the game show where you decide what Hollywood should make. As always, I'm here with three incredible, top-of-the-line, aspiring movie producer podcasters who are going to make some calls and try to sell you on the next cast of a Hollywood blockbuster. And tonight, we are casting The Legend of King Arthur. And our contestants are Diana from the Happily Ever Aftermath podcast. Welcome, Diana.
Hello. Very nice to see you, Steve. I'm sorry I couldn't meet Steve Camelot today, but I'm very excited to work with you.
Steve Camelot.
Gross. Woo! All right. And our next contestant, we have the lovely Izzy from Everything I Learned from Movies. Welcome, Izzy.
Hey, everybody.
And we have a very special guest for our third contestant.
Yeah.
We have the podcat himself, the OG Pickles Cage. Welcome, Pickles.
No fair, I hear he sleeps at the producer's bed.
Well, two out of three of the contestants do.
Oh, no. Right.
Oh no, I don't have a chance, do I?
Sorry, Diana, the odds are against you. Or are they? Because
May
this is voted
be
on by Twitter.
In your favor.
All right, let's take a look at the board. The categories are Director, King Arthur, Guinevere, Lancelot, Merlin, Gawain, Tristan along with his animal sidekick, Another Knight, The Bad Guy, The Right Hand of the Bad Guy, and of course, The Wild Card. Now, for those of you tuning in for the first time, our three competitors have the option of using any actor, actress, or director of all time to cast their own version of this movie. Each round, each contestant will reveal their pick for that character, and yes, duplicates are allowed. Because if we're using Back to the Future time travel technology anyway, and everybody wants 1993 Schwarzenegger, then we can just go back and get him in, like, 3 to 4 continuums. Make sense? Good. Once the ensemble cast is made, they'll each get 30 seconds to pitch their vision to our listeners, and then our listeners can vote for their favorite version of the film on Twitter and Patreon! Yes, Castaway is proudly sponsored by the good people of Patreon, specifically those who go to the patreon.com/EILFmovies, and for just $2 they gain access to dozens of bonus episodes exclusive to the patrons of the incredible podcast Everything I Learned from Movies, hosted by yours truly and the lovely Izzy. And yes, this also means in this technocracy you can vote up to twice on Twitter and Patreon, but only if you follow us at EILF Movies. Again, that's Everything I Learned from Movies on all the formats, so join now! And the first pick of this draft will go to Izzy! Izzy, who's your director?
Oh, well, this should come to no one's shock at all. I'm gonna go with John Carpenter.
John Carpenter. Interesting. And what would Mr. Carpenter bring to this King Arthur tale?
I think he's going to be able to mash together a couple of different genres and really give a, like, new look at it. Sort of the way Guy Ritchie brought a whole different fresh face to the King Arthur series and made arguably the best one.
Ooh, arguably.
Someone will argue with me about it. They'll be wrong, but they'll argue about it.
Ah, that makes sense. Excellent choice, John Carpenter. Diana, it's time for your director.
My director, since we're bending time and space, is going to reach back to a golden time of plucking out a Mr. Simon West.
Ooh, the director of Con Air. Excellent.
Indeed. So you actually have just kind of laid out some just basics of just like, yes, keep Con Air in mind. And also for the sake of that, also did The General's Daughter, which is a good point of I will be making in the future of how this director is able to deal with some heavy hitters all in the same cast.
Excellent. And Expendables 3, if I remember correctly.
The General's Daughter. That's a movie.
Yeah, it is. excellent choice. Directed by Simon West.
Exactly. Just for that. Just to hear that in the trailer.
Excellent. All right, Pickles, it's time to hear your director.
All right. Bring out the Wheel of Shame.
Oh, is that a one? Excellent choice, Pickles. Number one in this random is, of course, Quentin Tarantino to direct this King Arthur tale, which, you know what? I'd be okay with.
That makes as much sense as Guy Ritchie.
Oh, and how much they're going to use the N-word. It's going to be really weird.
Oh, so weird.
Oh.
Oh, it's okay, Diana.
But it's going to be great to see, like Pam Grier as Lancelot.
Save it! No.
Pickles is very mad at you for tipping the cap.
Well, excellent choice, Pickles. Quentin Tarantino. And now, Pickles, it's time for your King Arthur. So let's spin the wheel, you might say.
I turned down the volume a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Six.
All right. And King Arthur is Sean Connery. Wow, an excellent choice. An aged do we mean like First Knight Sean Connery or
I think we're going to like still a truck driver Sean Connery.
Oh shit. So 60s Connery. All right. Now we're talking.
I'm going to lose to a cat.
Right?
Hey, he almost swept the rounds before.
That's true.
We just couldn't find the same 2002 random number generator.
Yeah, when Russell Crowe's the soundtrack, there's a limited range in that thing. Excellent choice, Pickles. All right, Diana, time for your King Arthur.
My King Arthur. So I am bringing in the multi-talented Mads Mikkelsen.
Why Mads Mikkelsen?
Why Mads Mikkelsen? Mads Mikkelsen is the beginning of a theme that you'll be seeing shortly, but I might as well just give it to you all now. I think he has the power to be in this title role, but more importantly, he is mainly known for playing villainous characters. So you will find that as my entire cast continues, they will have at least two prominent antagonist slash villain roles.
Ooh.
And it'll all become apparent why at the end when I give you my pitch.
Excellent. So Mads Mikkelsen is stepping up from his role as Tristan in 2004's King Arthur to take over the lead role.
That was so difficult that I'm just like, damn it, I got it. Save it for the aftermath.
All right. Excellent choice, Diana. All right, Izzy, who's your King Arthur?
Well, I too am going with a theme I have threatened on this here game show before and did not fulfill, but I have decided this is going to be an animated King Arthur.
Oh, directed by John Carpenter.
Directed by John Carpenter is going to be a little strange, but our King Arthur is going to be Archer Sterling from Archer.
Oh, Sterling Archer. All right.
Sterling Archer.
Excellent choice. And why the voice of H. John Benjamin?
Because why not?
You are all disappointments to me.
Not Bob.
Oh, okay. Archer. Okay. I'm the greatest king ever.
Woo!
Guinevere!
Don't spoil it!
Okay, sorry. Well, I guess on that note, babe, now it's time for you to pick your Guinevere.
It's Lana Kane.
Yeah!
From Archer. Guinevere! What?
Excellent choice. Okay, Lana Kane is Guinevere. Diana, it's time for your Guinevere.
My Guinevere, actress known as Rosamund Pike. Probably her most prominent role would be Amy from Gone Girl. But
I was going to guess Congo.
Not the gorilla.
Not that Amy. Steve, bad Amy.
And I believe she was also in Die Another Day, one of most confusing James Bond movies.
And you've seen all of them, so you can say that with confidence.
Oh yes, I have.
Oh yes,
also correct. So as I said, all of my cast will have prominent villain roles in their thing. So thank you for pointing out the other one.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Excellent choice, Rosamund Pike. Wait, was she in The Mummy? The Tom Cruise one?
No,
or was that somebody else?
I think
that was Annabelle Wallace. That's right.
I remembered the Wallace, but I'm like Amanda.
Amanda Wallace.
Abigail.
Started with an A.
Astrid. Is that a name? Yeah. Excellent choice. Rosamund Pike. All right, Pickles. Time for your Guinevere. Oh, yes. An eclectic selection to choose from here.
Pins and needles.
One again.
And congratulations, you have Margot Robbie as Guinevere.
Oh my god, I'm the quirkiest Guinevere ever! I'm gonna marry an old man to save my kingdom!
God damn it, I can see that movie too.
I mean, technically it's probably more correct, historically.
Yeah. Excellent choice. Margot Robbie, that's box office gold, baby.
I get to bang young Sean Connery.
I love truck drivers.
Well, Tarantino watches, I guess.
Why are you shooting my feet so much?
My tits are up here. Oh, you also saw the new Suicide Squad.
Excellent choice, Pickles. All right, now it's time for your Lancelot. Please be number one. Please be number one. Please be number one. Actually, they're all good. I can't lie.
And four.
And number four is Benedict Cumbersnatch. Excellent choice, Pickles. And why Benedict Cumberbatch? Sherlock Holmes and Khan. I mean, yeah, I could see it. And he's got one of those punchable faces. I agree.
You're right. He is this generation's Richard Gere.
Yeah.
Is that like a reference to your first night where it's just like, is he hot?
Is he hot?
Is he hot?
And we got a resounding two people that say yes, and everybody else just remains quiet.
Here's the thing. People who find him hot find him, like, irresistibly cannot stop leaving snail trails hot. Yeah. Everybody else is like, I don't know.
He's the Adrian Brody of the 90s.
Oh, that's weird.
But not wrong.
All right, excellent choice, Pickles. Diana, now it's time for your Lancelot.
Ah, thank you much. So my Lancelot shall be played by the Academy Award winning actor, Javier Bardem.
Ooh, interesting. Ooh,
and Ryan had asked me, like, I mean, can he pull off a Lancelot? And I had to pull back, and I'm just like, all right, I haven't seen Vicky Cristina Barcelona, but he had like the two actresses just pining for him. So I'm just going to assume that he can, he can definitely fulfill what I'm trying to go for here.
Oh, he's Spanish. He can get it. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you'd pick him when Antonio Banderas exists, but.
Well, interesting point there. See, interesting point there. You are correct in your thing, but in order to tie my theme together, and actually this kind of goes with what Ryan may have been saying about, really, Javier Bardem? I'm like, not Skyfall Javier Bardem, and not freaking No Country for Men Javier Bardem. Trust me, he can pull this off, but that's pretty much the two roles that are tying together. If he can play evil.
Yeah. All right, I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Excellent choice. Javier Bardem.
Thank you.
Izzy, it's time for your Lancelot.
Ah, well, again, keeping with the Archer cast, I was thinking the character who's going to hide in the woods and steal Guinevere. I'm going to go with Ray, because it'll be funny, because he's the least likely character to do either.
I just came here to fight people. interesting choice. Ray is Lancelot.
You're laughing because you're into it.
Yeah, because it's going to be like season 13 of Archer. Yeah. All right, excellent. And Izzy, time for your Merlin.
Oh, my Merlin. Well, obviously an experimenter, a creator. We're going to go with Krieger.
Of course it's Krieger.
Look, I need a wizard to be like, you're all in danger. I got to go.
Smoke bomb.
Oh, lordy.
Guys, I got to warn you.
I can manifest a companion out of air.
I gotta warn you, this lined up really way too easily. Like, it's shameful they didn't get to this.
Give it time.
Yeah. I think they got two or three more seasons in them. Yeah. Excellent choice. Krieger as Merlin. All right. Diana, it's time for your Merlin.
Oh, thank you much. I'm about to throw out the name The Rock, but The Rock is not my pick. So... Do you remember for a time he was referred to as Franchise Viagra?
Yeah.
I consider this actor to be like, throw them in there for the villainous 1-2 punch of that later seasons type of thing. So the wonderful actor, Giancarlo Esposito.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Slight nod to The Boys and slight nod to The Mandalorian.
Excellent. Of course, his most famous role, Maximum Overdrive, as the guy who tells a video game machine, your mother.
Bonus.
Look it up, guys. It was him. It's weird to watch.
It's amazing. That movie is spectacular.
And he's in everything. So don't just look up Maximum Overdrive. Look at his entire career. And
oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Breaking Bad, Mandalorian, everything.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. If he's got under 200 credits, I'm going to be shocked.
Oh.
Might be prepared to be shocked, but...
Well, question, though. Like, is, like, all of Breaking Bad one?
I assume so.
I mean, probably on IMDb, but I'll count every episode.
There you go. Then you're definitely right.
Yeah, you're definitely right, then. Excellent. Giancarlo Esposito as Merlin. All right, Pickles, time for your Merlin.
Oh, sorry.
I mean... You know, for being a random number generator, sure picks one a lot.
Right?
And that means Ian McKellen will be playing Merlin.
Damn,
Pickles, you're getting a pretty good little movie here.
This is actually fairly legit.
Yes, we know you're an idiot savant when it comes to movies. Excellent choice. Ian McKellen as Merlin.
Ooh. Merlin.
I've got an update. Giancarlo Esposito, actor, 185 on IMDb, ooh, but self is 83, so that counts.
Oh, shit. Well, there you go.
Oh, shit.
All right, Pickles. Well, now it's time for you to pick Gawain, the greatest knight. Take your time. No rush.
Sending you to us via, oh my gosh, tap, tap, taps.
Morse code.
There we go. Two.
And up for Gawain, we have Henry Cavill. Holy shit, Pickles is going to win.
He's going to win so fucking hard.
He's not getting the fives and sixes like he should be.
By the way, we will send you a picture. We made a whole list. We're actually using the reference.
We'll talk about it in the aftermath. Yeah. So yeah, Henry Cavill is Gawain. That makes a lot of sense. Good job, Pickles. All right, Diana, it's time for your Gawain.
I feel like I just want to throw in the towel already, but that's okay. My greatest knight shall be played by Tony Todd.
Ooh, yes. Candyman.
The Candyman. Actually, you know what? Candyman. Fuck you, Henry Cavill. The Candyman can.
Yeah.
With a bonus evil role in The Rock.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Well, I'm sorry, evil role in anything he's been in?
No, he's absolutely the hero of Candyman.
Well, I mean, you know, clean it up messes.
Excellent choice. Tony Todd for Gawain.
He's a good guy in Star Trek.
Yes. He's Worf's brother.
Yeah.
And he's kind of a dick.
He's a dick, but all the Klingons are.
He's a loose cannon, but he gets results.
Exactly.
All right. Excellent choice, Diana. Izzy, it's time for your Gawain.
Oh, well, I'm going to go with Slater. Gonna just show everybody up.
And why Christian? I mean, Slater.
Because his character's entire point is to show Archer up.
Oh, well, there you go. Excellent choice for Gawain Slater.
Plus, now I get Christian Slater.
Oh, there you go. He's box office good. Never mind, it's not 1994 anymore. All right.
Hey, we can reach back in time.
Oh, that's right. Oh, shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This could be Cuffs, Christian Slater.
Right?
How have we not done Cuffs yet?
I don't know.
Coming next week. All right. We're going to take a commercial break.
Ooh. Dan is like, and stealing.
Excellent. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have more beer. Wait, hold on. We have more picks and the pitches.
Hey, everybody. Join us for our next Podcart Fest, a celebration of podcasting and art. With so many incredible artists of all kinds being affected by the pandemic and shutting down of festivals in general, we wanted to bring them together to one incredible virtual festival and give you the opportunity to interact with them directly in their virtual booth, witness them demonstrate their marvelous skills on our live stream, show off some of their new products in their shops, and just have a great fun time in general at Podcart Fest. For the latest information, please follow us at Podcart Fest on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Podcart Fest. That's PodcartFest, where you can stay up to date on which podcasters, crafters, actors, painters, directors, creators, and more will be featured. Oh, did I mention it's free? Because Podcart Fest is free, so you can pass that admission fee right along to an artist who needs your help in these desperate times and have a bunch of fun with some amazing personalities while getting some unique gifts and art for yourself or a loved one. See you soon at Podcart Fest, hosted by Everything I Learned from Movies.
Did you ever go on vacation with your family and hope the dance instructor would fall in love with you?
No, but I did think a guy with a giant boombox playing Peter Gabriel outside my window in the middle of the night meant true and undying love.
Listen to our podcast, Happily Ever Aftermath, where we revisit these movies and it turns out they weren't the best ideas.
What were you thinking?
You can find our podcast, Happily Ever Aftermath, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or your favorite podcatcher.
You can also tweet at us at HEAMCAST, Heamcast.
I love the smell of movies in the morning.
There's no feeling in podcasts. There's no feeling in podcasts.
This podcast will be quite operational when your friends subscribe.
Feels. Real feels.
Not the feels. Not the feels.
Out of all the podcasts I've encountered, Real Feels was the most human.
Hey, it's Drew.
And Nathan.
And Jack.
Hey, guys, we're the Real Feels Podcast. We come to you every other Wednesday with a brand new movie of a different genre every single time. So make sure to catch us on iTunes, Podbean, and any other podcatcher out there. You're the realest.
And the feelest.
Coming to yeehaw.
This is Eric Avari, and you are listening to Everything I Learned from Movies.
And we're back.
Oh my God, Steve, those are the greatest ads that ever added in the history of adding.
Ah, she said it.
They get better every week.
And now she's going to give us her casting for Tristan with an animal sidekick.
Ooh, so for Tristan, I'm going to go with Cyril Figgis, and for his animal companion, Babu the Civet.
Babu!
He remembers me! Because Cyril won't be able to control Babu in any way, shape, or form.
Why do you keep attacking me?
He's just pissing everywhere. I'm sorry, he's an ocelot, I guess.
Ocelot, yeah. Excellent choice, Cyril Figgis. All right, Diana, time for your Tristan.
I probably should have admitted early that my familiarity with the Arthurian stories and legends are minimal. So I know Tristan mainly for the fact that they made a movie, Tristan is Sold, and it was like James Franco. I'm like, all right, yeah. So I need like a pretty boy, right? Okay. Villainous pretty boy, what can I work with? I have to search back into the 1980s because I can already hear my husband trying to make a, why haven't you watched Cobra Kai yet? So yes, I am going with William Zagba, circa 1980s.
Yeah.
Excellent. And who's his animal sidekick?
It's a cobra.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Duh, Steve, get your shit together.
That could have been a koala.
Show mercy. Wait, that's friend of the podcast, Martin Cove. Wait. Excellent choice. William Zabka as Tristan with his trusty cobra. All right, Pickles, time for your pick.
It's going to be amazing.
Right. Oh, we got some matchups here.
It's going to be one again? It's two.
It's two, which is Chuck Norris with his trusty lone wolf.
Huh.
Interesting pick there, Pickles. And why Canon Films own Chuck Norris? Oh, sidekicks. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh. It's a bit of a head scratcher, but it came together.
Pickles is known for his deep thought.
All right, Pickles. Well, it's time for you to pick the next knight to join the round table. Anytime.
We get a three.
Oh, number three. Arnold Schwarzenegger as Percival.
I am Percival.
Interesting choice. And why box office gold 1990s Arnold Schwarzenegger as Percival? Oh, I had no idea. All right. Anyway. Excellent choice, Pickles. Diana, about your, I guess, third knight to join the round table.
Yes, I have actually used the other knight categories to fill out what was known as, so King Arthur had his knights. Turns out there were queen knights, knights for the queen as well. So I'm creating the queen's knights little group here, starting with Sir Lanuel. Apparently, the story goes that Lanuel was overlooked by the king, wooed by a fairy lady, and given all of manner of gifts by her, but subsequently refuses the advances of Queen Guinevere. And there's a whole story behind it, and that particular knight shall be played by Sophia Batella.
Nice.
Oh, man, there's a lot of stories about Guinevere being a slut.
Right? Jeez.
What's the problem?
It's almost like it's almost like it's based on Mary Magdalene.
It's almost like she's a woman in history.
I know, right?
Ladies.
Oh, lady knights.
Excellent choice. Sophia Batella as Lanuel. I guess, ma'am Lanuel?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what that is. But then I thought, like, if, what is it? Bran of Tarth could still be Sir Bran of Tarth.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Excellent. Excellent choice. Sophia Batella of The Mummy and Kingsman?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Like, she's in other things, right? Oh, yeah, Atomic Blonde.
Star Trek Beyond.
Excellent choice. All right, Izzy, time for your next knight.
Ah, my next knight is just going to be called Other Knight, and it's played by Pam.
Speaking of Brianna of Tar. Nice. And why Pam?
Because obviously Pam's going to get shit done.
Because hobo street fights with those little shocker gloves.
Right? Because drag racing in the streets?
You never know when you need a drifter.
Exactly. You know, owing debts to the Yakuza and whatnot. Cocaine.
Cocaine.
Sounds like a great pitch. Save it.
Okay. All right, Izzy, time for your fourth knight.
Who will also just be called Other Knight, and it's going to be Cheryl.
Cheryl, or Carol, or whatever.
Or Charlene. Either way, you're not her supervisor.
That explains why. Excellent choice. Cheryl for Other Knight. All right, Diana, time for your next knight of the table.
Okay, so once again, adding to the Queen's Knights, what is this pronunciation? Sir Bevery? What?
Oh, Bevedere?
Bedivere?
Bedivere.
Okay, that sounds too close to Guinevere, but I don't care. So, Sir
Bedivere. And it was played by Jimon Hansu in King Arthur, right. Legend of the Sword, apparently. Yeah. So,
which is unfortunate, because when I saw that casting, I had to take him out of my final round here. Again, save it for the aftermath. But yes, so this character will be played by the actress Hannah John Common. Best known for, Ghost in Ant-Man and the Wasp, and also pretty much Ben Mendelsohn's quote-unquote right-hand man in Ready Player One.
Yeah!
Excellent.
I like it. Hannah John Kamen. Excellent choice. And I kept thinking, like, wait, is that John Hannon from The Mummy's Daughter? Like, wait, no, that doesn't make sense.
John Hannah. That's not... Well, no, we already had Benedict Cumberbatch. Same person.
Yeah. Excellent choice. All right, Pickles, time for your other knight.
Five or six.
Right.
Four!
Excellent choice. Playing the role of Sir Urines, you have Dolph Lundgren.
Woo!
And why the master of the universe for yet another... because he's Dolph Lundgren. You never know when you need a mechanical engineer. Ain't that right, Pickles? Yeah, there you go. Excellent. All right, Pickles, well, now it's time for you to pick your bad guy. I assume it's going to be Mordred, because that sounds like you.
Read a six.
Pickles is going to win because he just picked Sir Alan Rickman to play Mordred. And why, really? Oh man, I had no idea he was such a party animal. That's... two at a time? Wow. All right.
By the way, the actual Pickles is very confused right now.
Why he's talking so much? No. Anyway. Excellent choice with Alan Rickman as Mordred. All right, Diana, time for your bad person.
So I'm going to take away the bad person element of it per se. And we'll just say Mordred. But my Mordred will be played by Wes Bentley.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So you've got his character in The Hunger Games / his pivotal role in Ghost Rider.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, is he's got that dark hair, light eyes thing a la Elijah Wood, so.
Yeah, super creepy.
There it is. You're welcome.
Yeah, obviously the villain.
Or is he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Or is he?
Also, yes. No, definitely. No,
Diana, he's the villain.
God damn it, I'm doing something here.
Excellent choice, Diana. Wes Bentley as Mordred. All right, Izzy, time for your bad person.
Oh, obviously Mordred has to be played by Barry.
And this is Barry post-op, where he's a cyborg?
I mean, obviously he's a cyborg. He's not going to be a cyborg the whole time. Like, he's going to have his, like, skin coverings for most of it. But, yeah, definitely cyborg Gary. Barry.
Excellent. Good old Barry. He just can't dodge a bullet. Wait, that's who it is.
Brent,
yep, that's it. Excellent choice. Barry as Mordred. And now it's time for Barry's right-hand man.
I mean, if you watch the show, you know there's only one choice. And that choice is Kenny Loggins.
Oh no, K-Log!
Are you worried I was going to take one of yours?
I think Pickles was upset.
And why K-Log is the right hand and not the incredible soundtrack?
He can be both.
Oh shit.
Also, he carries around plutonium and or a human soul in a briefcase.
That makes sense. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent choice. Kenny Loggins has the right hand of the bad guy. Diana, it's time for your right hand arch-villain, I guess. I don't know.
I'm going to ask for your help here. So Mordred, how do we pronounce his mother's name?
Morgana.
Oh, really? Okay. What I wrote down was not that, but okay. Morgana?
I mean... Is what do you have? Different
M-O-
yeah, different
yeah, Arthur things. Yeah, M-O-R-G-A-U-S-E.
M-O-R-G-A-U-S-E.
Yeah. Damn you, Wikipedia.
Morgaus?
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, we're basing that off of Excalibur.
Yeah.
Where Morgana was Arthur's half-sister, right. And also they
and
had a child.
Drugs and him, rapes him,
that
and
begets Mordred, yeah.
Begets Mordred, who goes to take the throne.
Yeah.
All of that. No, totally. I think there is a one of those things where it's just like, it's this one here, and it's this one's here. But the point is, that particular character, Mordred's mother, shall be played by Angelica Houston.
Ooh.
Excellent choice.
Excellent. And why Morticia Adams?
Well, I mean, she is lovely as Morticia, but she does have a nice little, you know, dark edge to her that we've seen played in various other roles. And crap, why can I not? Oh, The Witches? And what was
yes.
my...
Oh, yes, yes, good point.
What was my other one? I will think of it. Please continue, and I will bring it up later.
I mean, she's not particularly nice as the mother in Choke, but...
I always think that it's her who's the gal who gives them the potion in Death Becomes Her, but then I realize, no, it's not her, it's another gal.
Yeah, that's Isabella Rossellini.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now I got it. She is the stepmother in the Drew Barrymore Cinderella Ever After.
Just breathe. Anyway, excellent choice. Angelica Houston. All right.
Woo!
All right, Pickles, time for your right-hand man.
Number five.
And as the right hand of Sir Alan Rickman, you've picked friend of the podcast, Elaine Moosey. Congratulations! Woo! You win, Pickles! No, wait. Yes, the star of Jiu-Jitsu and better movies. And better roles for him. Yes, the star of the Kickboxer movies. We'll go with that.
Yeah!
Excellent. And now, Pickles, it's time for your wild card.
Number three.
Oh, and you've picked Viola Davis to play Morgana as your wild card. That is quite the choice.
Wow.
And why the wall? Widows and the Suicide Squad movies. Okay, okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, excellent choice. Wow, you're quite the savant when it comes to movies, Pickles. Good job. Excellent. Diana, time for your wild card.
Wild card. Okay, so I'm going to fill out the rest of my Queen's Knights. Sir Kay, I was definitely taken in by this. Known for acid tongue, bullying, boorish behavior, but by earlier accounts, one of Arthur's premier warriors. So that's perfect for the Queen's Knights. And that will be portrayed by Grace Jones.
Yeah! Grace Jones as Kay, and isn't Kay the adopted brother or whatever where they raise Arthur?
I believe so. I believe that's right. But yeah. I was focused more on the whole premier warrior part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, you pick Grace Jones to be in a movie. I mean, that's points with me. Yes, points. Excellent. And why the vivacious Grace Jones?
Adding a little bit more to the Queen's Knights, but more importantly, roles known as Mayday and Vamp. So I know that a certain type of villainry can be brought to this to round out my cast.
Excellent. Ooh, Maykay.
Oh, there it is.
There. Excellent choice, Diana, with Grace Jones. All right, Izzy, what's your wild card?
Oh, my wild card. Of course, the last character who's missing, Mallory Archer.
Ooh.
She's going to come in and put a stop to these shenanigans.
Ooh. Is she Morgana or something? Or
doesn't even matter. She's Mallory Archer.
You gotta show up and just set Sterling straight. Got it.
Pretty much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the picks have been made and the cast have been set. And now our contestants get 30 seconds to pitch you on their vision. Izzy, you have 30 seconds starting right now.
my gosh. Sorry, my brain completely froze there.
25.
Back by popular demand, the cast of Archer in the roles they were created to play. King Arthur, The Search for Curly's Gold.
Excellent. All right, Diana, how about your pitch?
So, you all know the many legends of King Arthur, or do you? We all remember a movie that came out called Mission Impossible, where Tom Cruise was in a movie and all of a sudden all the things we knew to be true about the TV series Mission Impossible just decided, why? Why would you do that? Why would you change everything? Why would you make that person the bad guy? Why? Why would you do that? Hey, guess what? In this particular movie, you have an entire cast of people who are known to be the bad guy. So the question is Arthur the hero? Is Lancelot the hero? Is Tristan really... who Tristan is? I'm not really sure. Wait, is Grace Jones in this movie? Who the hell is the bad guy in this movie? Who's going to bring this all together? I don't know. Are they going to turn this on his head, or is this going to be straight up legend? You'll have to find out. Directed by Simon West.
Yeah!
Woo!
All right, Pickles, time for your pitch. Oh, what a twist!
Oh snap.
Amazing. Oh, man, Pickles got my vote. Oh, boy. All right, you've heard them gloat. Now go out and vote. Follow all these amazing podcasts at #castaways and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at EILFmovies. And, of course, on Patreon for that second chance to vote. Diana, where can they find you?
Well, I have a podcast called Happily Ever Aftermath. You can find me on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. I'm at Hemecast or at Happily Ever Aftermath on Facebook.
Excellent. Izzy, where can they find your lovely stuff?
You can find me everywhere at Untidy Venus. I'm a goddess who's bad at housekeeping. I have an Etsy shop where you can buy my goods and wares. I have a Patreon, an Instagram, a Facebook, all of the good stuff.
And Pickles, stop scratching yourself and licking yourself there. So you may be wondering, what do they win, Steve? Well, I'm glad you asked, because once the votes are tallied and a victor is decided, they can win a brand new carbon-based art print of their choosing by the mystical, alluring collection of Untidy Venus, available at untidyvenus.etsy.com. And of course, you win bragging rights. Really, isn't that what it's all about? So if you'd like to be a contestant, reach out to us at EILFmovies, that's Everything I Learned from Movies, for your chance to play. So on behalf of Izzy, Diana, Pickles, our incredible studio audience, the entire Castaways Network, and all of our fans across the globe, I'm Steve Pendragon, and join us next time for Cast Away! Have a good night, everybody.